From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. The U.S. economy continues to add jobs, but not at the pace millions of job seekers would like. NPR's Paul Brown reports the 103,000 jobs created last month was far fewer than many analysts had expected.
Wendy McMullen of Denver, Colorado, has been looking for a job for quite a while, and she's a little surprised at her situation.
You know, I'm 41 years old, and it's one of those situations where I never thought that I'd be faced with starting a whole new career all over again.
McMullen's far from alone. The latest Labor Department figures show just enough jobs added over the past 3 months to keep up with population growth, but not enough to significantly knock down the unemployment rate. It's down to 9.4% for December, the lowest level in 19 months. But that's partly because some people have quit looking for work. They're not counted in the total. The new figures show private employment picking up slightly and government shedding jobs. Paul Brown, NPR News.
President Obama just commented on the latest unemployment numbers at a Southern Maryland manufacturing plant.
Now, we know these numbers can bounce around from month to month, but the trend is clear. We saw 12 straight months of private sector job growth. That's the first time that's been true since 2006.
The president also announced he's appointed Gene Sperling to head the National Economic Council. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke believes things are looking up. NPR's Giles Snyder reports on Bernanke's appearance before the Senate Banking Committee.
Bernanke says the economy may finally be hitting its stride.
We have seen increased evidence that a self-sustaining recovery in consumer and business spending may be taking hold. Real consumer spending rose at an annual rate of 2.5% in the third quarter of 2010, and the available indicator suggests that it likely expanded at a somewhat faster pace in the fourth quarter.
Bernanke was speaking before the Senate Budget Committee. He said it could still take up to 5 years for unemployment to drop to a more normal rate. His testimony before Congress was his first since the Fed launched a controversial plan to buy $600 billion in government bonds. Critics fear it could spur inflation, but Bernanke defended the plan, citing the persistently high jobless rate and threat of deflation among his reasons for launching it. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Moving to fulfill a campaign pledge, the new Republican-controlled House is launching a debate on whether to repeal President Obama's landmark health care law. But it will be a largely symbolic act since it's not likely to be followed by the Senate. A final vote is not expected until the middle of next week. The GOP wants to start over with what they say is a less costly approach to health reform. Checking stocks, the Dow down 44 points, NASDAQ down 12, and the S&P 500 is off 6. This is NPR. A man accused of trying to detonate a car bomb at a military recruiting office in Maryland is expected to plead not guilty during an arraignment in Baltimore federal court. Documents show 21-year-old Antonio Martinez expressed a desire to attack a recruiting center in Catonsville and was given a phony bomb by an undercover FBI agent. He was arrested after trying to detonate the device. There are more police on patrol in London train stations amid heightened fears of a terrorist attack there. Larry Miller reports the threat level at transport hubs has been raised.
The threat level at London's airports, train stations, and subways has been raised to the second highest, from substantial to severe. This indicates that a terrorist attack is highly likely, though not imminent. According to reports, there is no intelligence about a specific attack. The government won't go into detail, but after police broke up an alleged plot to bomb London last month, the extra patrols appear to be aimed at reassuring the public and to discourage potential attackers. In another precautionary move, the emergency services have been briefed on how to respond to a Mumbai-style attack. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Christmas is being celebrated by the world's Coptic Christians. Hundreds packed St. Mary's Church in Cairo for a midnight mass. There's tight security at churches around Egypt following last week's bombing of a Coptic Christian church in Alexandria that killed 21 people. The religious observances are getting heavy television coverage in an apparent attempt to promote a sense of unity. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Robert Wood